14th parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Gimel. We are talking about new combinations of situations when there are marriages between Cheyoshim and not Cheyoshim. As we learned before, if the husband and wife at the time of the marriage were not Cheyoshim, it's a Kedushin and Nisuin Doraisa. At the time of the marriage, one of the two of them was Cheyoshim, it is only Midrabanan. Unless she was married when she was a Ketana by her father. So we have a situation, all four of them are Cheyoshim. Two husbands, two wives, and they're both brothers and sisters. Or even if both sisters were healthy, had their mind. They married two sisters. Achas Cheyreshes, Achas Pikachas. All these, that one of the sisters was a Cheyreshes, and one was a healthy woman. In all these cases, the Kedushin is derabanan, because both husbands are Cheyreshim. So no matter what the wives are, whether Pikim or Cheyreshim, the Kedushin will only be derabanan, since the husbands are Cheyreshim. Oy, another case. Shtei Achoyes Cheyreshes, Nesuyas. You have two sisters that are Cheyreshes, that are married to Shneachim Pikim, which is also two brothers that are healthy, but once again, as long as one part of the marriage is a Cheyresh, it's a Derabanan. So since both of these sisters are Cheyreshim, no matter who they're married to, the Kedushin will be Derabanan. Whether both of the husbands are Pikrim, or Shneachim Cheyreshim, or whether they're both Cheyreshim, or Shneachim Echad Cheyresh Vechad Pikach, two brothers, one was a Cheyresh, one was Pikach. In all these cases that we mentioned till now, all these eight cases, they're all Derabanan. There's no need to do chalitza and yibam if one of these brothers die. Why? Because if he dies, his brother can't do yibam because his brother's married to his wife's sister. I'm going to say it's derabanan, but they're all equally derabanan. So inasmuch as they're married, they're asuris to do the yibam. If these two wives were not sisters, they were just two women. So we have two brothers, married by Kedushin Derabanan, to two women that were not sisters. One of them dies. Now the remaining brother should do Yibam. Yibam Derabanan. Yikonsu, Vimratsu, Lahoytsu, Yotsu. Can either do Yibam or give a get. After, can give a get after the Yibam. Why can you give a get after the Yibam? Because the whole thing is Derabanan. We said a get can be given for a Nisun Derabanan. Alright, what about the option of Chalitza? That's not an option to Chalitza. Why? Because you cannot say the Parash of Yibam, even though we learned before that reading the Parash of Yibam is only Lechatchila. There's a rule. That's only Lechatchila if you can do it. If you cannot do it, Einu Roye, then it's Makiv. It has to be something that you could potentially do. This husband over here is deaf mute, cannot potentially say the Parash of Yibam.